Or in Simon Tov Kuf, Sif Dal, the Machaber says, Molgen harosha haraglaim umahavavim osam ba'or. So you boil the head and the legs of the animal in order to singe off, get all the hair off, as Machaber explains, after salting, in order to remove all the hair. That's what you do, and it's mutter because it's ochal nefesh. Aval ain't toflen osa basid, v'lo b'charsis, v'lo b'adama, demes chazek ibid. You can't put it in any of those materials because it looks like you are doing heavy salting, which would be prohibited. V'ain goes in osa misraim, you're not allowed to cut off the hair with scissors, shenir ka osa l'tzar chaser, because then it looks like you're doing it because you want the hair, not just to remove the hair. To pull off the hair with your hands, Aruch HaShulchan writes, would be mutter because it's no worse than pulling off feathers from the chicken, which we said is permissible. But he said he's not sure about cutting it off with a knife because maybe scissors that the Shulchan Aruch says are prohibited is because it looks like you need the hair, but if you're doing it with a knife, maybe it wouldn't look like that, or maybe a knife is the same thing, so therefore you'd have to pull off the hair with your hands if you wanted to remove it, if the boiling water did not do a good enough job. You're allowed to salt many pieces of meat at one time, even though you only need one of the pieces of meat in order to eat on Yom Tov. Meaning, explains the Mishnah Berurah, you have three pieces in front of you, you can just pour with one hand a handful of salt, just drop it all on the three pieces next to each other, in order to put the salt on them, even though you only need one. And the reason the Mishnah Berurah says is because the tircha that's involved for one piece versus three pieces is so minimal that it's going to be permissible. Since Minat Torah, there's really no prohibition of ibud by food, as we saw in Shin Chaf Aleph and Hilchos Shabbos, so the Chachamim were makel regarding this, to do it all in one felt swoop, where there's very little extra tircha involved from one piece to three pieces. The Ramah adds, V'yesh omrim de lo shari laharim rakod machilas shachris, that the harama is only permissible before shacharis. Mishnah Berurah points out that this seems to be out of nowhere. The Mechaber didn't mention anything about harama. He said you could just do three pieces at one time. That's not harama. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Mefarshim, who explained that there's something missing in the words of the Mechaber, and it really should say that you're also allowed to do harama and do melicha on piece after piece. So you do malich, you salt one piece, and then you say, no, I really want this next piece, and you salt the next piece. And then you say, no, I really want this next piece, and you salt the next piece. Even though you're not doing it all in one time, it's still permissible because of the harama of saying, I want each piece afterwards. And that's permissible, says the Mishnah Berurah, so that you, in order to ensure that you do shechita, because we're afraid if we don't allow you to salt all the meat, you're going to end not doing shechita because you're afraid that the meat is going to get ruined. And that's where the Ramah comes on and says, there are some who say that this harama is only permissible if it's before shacharis, meaning if you haven't eaten yet, and therefore there's a chance that you might need this meat. But if you've already eaten, and therefore you don't really need any of this meat, so then it's going to be prohibited. And even if you're going to say, oh, I'll take a little piece of this meat, and that will be okay, so we already saw earlier by the Bishul that that's not allowed. You can't say, oh, I'll taste a little bit of this meat if it's clear that you're really doing it for later on. And even if you want to do all of them at the same time, salt all of them at the same time, where there's no extra tircha, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Acharonim who say that that's really not okay either. You really only need one of the pieces. However, the Acharonim agree that this is only when you don't know for sure that the meat is going to be bad if you don't salt it. But if you know for sure that if you don't salt it, the meat's going to spoil, so then we permit the harama even if it's after shacharis. Finishes up the Rama. Umutar lamloch habasar b'yom tov, af pisha efshar lamloch ha'merav yom tov. You're allowed to salt the meat on yom tov, even though you could have done it before yom tov. The reason being, because if you leave it in the salt for too long, it's going to ruin the taste of the meat, and we don't want that to happen. However, fish, which are even better if they sit in salt, so then you're not allowed to, Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to salt such fish on Yom Tov, if you could have done it in Erev Yom Tov, because it will only improve it if it sits in salt even longer.